Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Diaz on the first base side of the rubber. Rests the glove on his left thigh. Looks into Alvarez. Diaz still staring in. Come set. The 1-2 pitch, swung out and missed strike three, put it in the books, and to the New York Mets, California, here we come. They have defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. They take the National League Division Series in four games for the first time ever in their 16th year at Citi Field. The Mets are celebrating a series win. They are out first at the mound. Then the rest of them out at second base. Why are they out at second base? Because they're pouncing on Francisco Lindor, whose grand slam gave the Mets the four runs that turned this game around in the sixth inning.
Good morning!
It is a good one, isn't it? For both Mets and Yankee fans, but specifically for the New York Met fan, it's a bit of a celebration. You're waking up to this glorious moment where you get to bask in the sunlight of winning a divisional series, taking down the Philadelphia Phillies along the way. What could be better in four games, celebrating on your home field? Another miraculous moment to just, I mean, it's an abundance of them. Like, you're running out of places in your heart to keep these moments. It's crazy. Like, just to add another one, Lindor with a grand slam off the Philly closer that they bring in the sixth inning after struggling to come through with the big hit all game. After leaving them loaded in the first, after leaving them loaded in the second. Bad at-bats from guys who don't give you bad at-bats. Iglesias with the bases loaded and one out, swinging at a ball in the dirt. I mean, at the beginning of this game, you thought, oh boy, you know, the magic has run out, but I mean, this is typically the spots they make you pay, especially when the Phillies are making mistakes, when Bohm is trying to tag the runner and late throwing out Alonso, and then that creates that bases loaded situation. Then the next inning, you know, he's on a Vientos slow ground ball, not sure what to do with it, when, you know, Vientos is one of the slowest runners in the series for sure. And it's just, at the start of that game, you're thinking maybe they're a little tight with some expectation. Now they're supposed to win this series. Maybe this is a little bit, now they're at the moment where, hey, you know, we want to do this here. We don't want to go back to Philadelphia. We've got, you know, we're supposed to win this series now. And the pressure switches a little bit. It felt like that, maybe just a little, in those first two times with the bases loaded, opportunities to break the game open. But again, the pitching has been, you know, one of the stories that's probably going to get lost. I didn't know Manaea was the story of Game 3, and you know, everyone's recognizing how great the Mets have pitched, but that home run, these heroics don't happen unless the Mets keep these games close at the bare minimum. One run in a game where the Philadelphia Phillies' life is on the line. They lose, they go home, and this offense with Quintana gives them one run on a measly ground ball that Fientos couldn't field. Like, that's it. The grand slam doesn't happen if this pitching staff doesn't continue to do this. And another amazing moment as the MVP. What else is there to say about Francisco Lindor? The guy has been, I mean, everything to this team. He's everything. He's the MVP of this team. Clearly, he's the leader of this team. He's the face of this franchise now, without question. You got the owner joking about his contract and how it's worth it. Yeah, right now, he's worth every single penny. Every single penny. And that home run is one that will go down in history for the Mets as it led them to this moment, waiting on the Dodgers and San Diego, who will play Friday night, to see where the Mets are flying to start the NLCS. Just an amazing run from an amazing team that just continues to astound. And then you get to the Yankees, who win Game 3. Still struggles in some of the same areas. Judge still does not come through with a base hit, does get a walk. And I think he should have had two. Got punched out on a check swing that should have been a walk. But still, no real damage. Had opportunities with runners on base. Couldn't come through. Had better at bats. Hit the ball hard. But it's about results. Still nothing from Judge. A sack fly from Soto in a big spot with the bases, with guys on and only one out. Still waiting for that big hit to break a game open. But my guy, the guy I've been telling you who's their best clutch postseason hitter in this run, in this Aaron Boone, Aaron Judge era, it is Giancarlo Stanton, and he hits the massive go-ahead home run in the eighth inning, giving the opportunity to the bullpen that's been lights out, Clay Holmes, Canely, Weaver. They shut this game down. They shut down the Royals. They take another kind of ugly, not still fears about the hitting, but still, they have not hit. Judge has not hit. Their first two starting pitchers haven't pitched, and yet they are two games up with Cole back on the mound for Game 4 tonight, 8 o'clock in Kansas City, expecting a major bounce back from the Yankees ace to go and put the Yankees and celebrate, have champagne for the Yankees tonight, and look to head to the championship series, much like their city counterpart, the New York Mets. So it is a good baseball morning. How are we all doing? Let's get to the phones. 888-808-1019. Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Oh, Chris, what an amazing night for New York baseball. Oh. And I want to give the best compliment I can to a ball player and say Giancarlo Stanton is a Yankee.
That's right.
When he talks to the media, he sounds like a Yankee.
Yeah,
when he puts on that uniform, he looks like a Yankee should look. And in October, he swings the bat like a Yankee. I have been sick of hearing him get criticized for years. Mm-hmm. When he almost single-handedly beat the Boston Red Sox, he has killed that team since he's been a Yankee.
Yep.
And he almost beat them in a wild card game by himself.
Yep.
When some people brought a boombox to Boston but didn't bring their baseball bat, Giancarlo Stanton was tearing the cover off the ball.
Well, that's.
No, I'm not here to criticize Judge. So
you kind of did there. And I'll, let me just be fair. That wasn't the 21 playoff. That was the 18 series, and Judge did have a great series, but they lost.
Indeed. He's a Yankee. He hits like a Yankee, and that's all I wanted
you're,
to get.
You're 100% right, Paul, and you're right about he's a stand-up guy. I mean, he literally, and today some of the quotes were just, pitch perfect. He's talking about, this is it. They asked him what he loves about the postseason. He said it's that one swing can change the trajectory of your season, the team season, and, it's what we've been preparing for my entire career is for that one moment. I love the pressure of the moment. I mean, that's the exact kind of answer you want. I mean, we get mad at certain guys. We're not happy with Jazz Chisholm, nor is the Kansas City crowd, which actually brings an element of fun, which I like. But, Jazz didn't do anything in the game. I'd love to see him be the villain and actually hurt them. But, we're fine. We're the best, and they got lucky. As opposed to Stanton talking about, I love the pressure of this moment. Like, it's just, and he's always stood there, always through the boos, through the struggles, through the injuries. He's always stood there, answered the question. He has handled the big acquisition, the big contract, the big expectations, and failing with them better than anyone ever. Like, I honestly, with the New York Yankees, no one's handled it as gracefully or as well. And the fact of the matter is, if we are going to, and I know many of you want to, and if they lost this game, you bet your ass we would have killed Aaron Judge and talked about how all that, you don't care what he does in May, you don't care how many home runs he hits, you don't care how many runs he drives in, his batting average, his ex-WOBA, or whatever you want to, whatever, war, whatever stat we don't care about, you don't care about any of that in the regular season. As of right now, the guy's a bum. Who needs him? He's overpaid, as we just talked about Lindor's contract. He's not worth the money he's getting paid. He's an absolute dog. He's Mr. May, and he's killing this team. We need to bench him or move him down. If that's how we're going to treat the postseason, if we are going to knock down our heroes and our best player and our MVP and our captain because he struggled for three games, if that's how we're going to treat the postseason, then I never want to hear another freaking word about Giancarlo Stanton. I never want to hear another complaint about how slow he is. I never want to hear another complaint about how much time he misses due to injury. I never want to hear a complaint about how his contract is an albatross around the Yankees. I never want to hear another complaint. Because if all we care about is October, this guy is by far their best player, their biggest clutch player. And right now, if it weren't for him, we'd have our head in our hands hoping that Cole could save the season. Not look to put them in the ALCS. So I never want to hear it again. Eric and Ronkonkoma, what's up, Eric?
Well, I'd say that's more than fair. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
What's going on?
Well, I mean, I'm ecstatic. I can't, what can I mean, there are no words. I'll be honest with you. What's going on with the Mets?
It's tough to find them, you're right.
I literally scared the crap out of my cat yesterday when Lindor hit that grand slam because I was, cheering so loud he jumped and bolted from the room, I was telling Fleece, I could care less what's going on with the Jets right now, with what's going on, even though they had, made some news a couple
right.
days ago. I mean, I can't even focus on football, and it's just kind of, and I'm going to sort of apologize to Brett right now because, let's be honest, with the Mets playing Sunday night now, whoever they're playing, the Giant game is going to be an afterthought, so I hate to say it, Brett, I know you're, all confident and everything about what's going on there, but, I hate to say it, but baseball right now is the front page.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Eric. I don't know about the back burner necessarily. I mean, football is always, king, but these games are going to be, they're clearly more important and we're going to be more focused. If you're a Met fan and or a Giant fan or the Yankees haven't made it to this series just yet, but yeah, there's a possibility of the Yankees and the Mets and the Giants playing the same night Sunday night, and then the Yankees again, that's just hypothetical, they still got a game to win, but it could be the New York Yankees and the Jets playing on Monday night. Yeah, the football's on the secondary TV, no doubt. This is championship series, trying to win a pennant, no doubt about it. And it's such a refresh. I mean, last year, think about where we were at last year. Both of these teams were out. The Yankees had arguably their worst season in 30 years. The Mets, coming off a 101-win season, completely fell apart and traded pieces away in July. We're building for next year, not this year, next year, at the trade deadline and in the offseason. And we were staring down the barrel of a done Giants season and soon to find out that Daniel Jones would get hurt. And we're talking about Tommy DeVito. And the Jets, it lasted four plays with Aaron Rodgers. And now this year, it couldn't be different. It couldn't be more different. Both teams playing enormous games, potentially both in the championship series. The Giants, after a very impressive win out in Seattle, have an opportunity against the surprisingly poor 1-4 Cincinnati team to get back to 500. And whatever happens with the Jets, heading into that game at least, as disappointing as they've been, and as ugly as it's gotten there, they're playing a Buffalo Bills team coming off two consecutive losses where they're playing for first place. And whatever happens, they're extremely interesting. They just fired their coach. You got Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback. You could possibly trade for Devontae Adams. Like, there's a lot going on. You got the Rangers season just starting with a 6-0 victory and the expectations of that team. You've got the Liberty in the finals, and you got the Knicks playing preseason games as their season begins, and they have championship expectations for the first time since I was a boy. Crazy times. Jose in Queens. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good. So I have 2 points I wanted to make.
Yes.
I'm feeling confident about going into tonight's game with the Yankees and Gerrit Cole pitching. I feel as though that, you know, he's going to pitch a lot better, have a bounce back game.
He'll pitch better. We'll see if it's an ace-like caliber start, if it's one of his, you know, hopeful 7 or 8 shutout innings, 1-run inning, like that kind of performance. Or, like, I have no doubt he'll be better. There's no doubt he's going to be better. The question is he going to shut down the Royals and give this offense that still struggles with running scoring position, an easy win where they don't have to do too much? Or is he going to just be solid? Because he'll be better. I have no doubt he'll be better.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think it'll tune him up, you know, to get ready before the ALCS.
Yeah.
But
let's win the game first. Before we talk ALCS, I know I was just proposing the possible schedules, but I made sure to clarify. They have one more game to win. Let's make sure he goes out there and pitches well enough. We don't have to worry about a game 5 to get into the ALCS.
You're right, and no better than Gerrit Cole to be there to take us there.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, against Waka, the Yankees have to win this game. This is a game the Yankees need to win. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. So my second point, to keep the praise going, I feel as though Judge and Giancarlo switched sides in the postseason. You know, we start looking for Big G for the big hit in the postseason, and I feel as though G wants to win. He's a silent killer. He says the right things, and frankly comes through in some of the biggest hits that we had in recent years.
Yeah. No doubt. But I don't think it's just – I don't think people are expecting it, to be totally honest with you. I don't know why, but they haven't been. I got calls after game one, I think. I think it was after game one, where I got a couple of calls about, hey, you know, listen, let's put see if we can get Dominguez as the DH and bench Stanton. They wanted to bench Stanton for Dominguez. I also got today during the game, pinch run for him in the 5th inning. Like, no, I need him up. I understand there'll come a time where you need to pinch run for him. And yeah, his legs directly costed the Yankees 2 runs. And that's why it was after game one, because he didn't do much. He didn't do too much offensively. And he cost them 2 runs on the base path because he is extremely slow. But right now, he's got the RBI single in game 2. And he just won this game. He's got 2 out of the 3 RBIs. He's got 3 out of the 4 hits. And he hit the game-winning home run. He's an absolute stud, and I never want to hear another complaint about him. And speaking of complaints, before we go to break here, and we'll continue to take your phone calls up until 5 o'clock, I have to mention it. I don't like mentioning it. I don't want to mention it, but it has to be mentioned. The broadcast is so bad that you can't avoid it. And, like, again, I don't get too hung up on it usually. I always say that I've never turned on a game because of who's calling it, and I'll never turn off a game because of who's calling it. But it wasn't just who's calling it. And yeah, Bob Costas is awful. And I always love Bob Costas. He does bring, he still has on some level, that feeling of it's a big game, Bob Costas is on the call. When you hear his voice, it does still resonate as, oh, that's Bob Costas. But then once you realize the voice never stops, and he's the nonsense of the entire broadcast. And yeah, he had miserable calls. In the 9th inning, or the 8th inning, you've got a base hit up the middle on a looping line drive that Volpe catches. And then he says, oh, he smothers it. Yeah, so there was the terrible call. He doesn't know what's going on in the field. Then there's the incessant talking. But the main problem I have, it's not even Bob Costas in this game. It's not even talking to George Brett for what felt like an hour and a half. It's not even that. When you combine that with a broadcast that has no idea how to use its cameras, then you have a disaster. And whoever is calling the shots, whoever is directing this program and deciding what cameras to go to, I don't know if they understand what baseball is. And I don't understand, I don't know if they've watched a baseball game. Because I have never in my life seen a runner in a playoff game round 3rd slide into home, and I didn't see it. I've never experienced that until last night. Juan Soto was on first base. Giancarlo Stanton hits a ball into the gap. The outfielder goes to get it. He throws it into the infield. And they cut to Giancarlo Stanton jogging into second base. I have no idea. In my mind, I'm like, Soto, run. Like, in my head, I'm playing it out. Is he going to try to go to third? Is he going to try and round third? Are they sending him? I have no idea. Then finally, I hear Bob Costa say, oh, and Soto's rounding third. And they're still watching Giancarlo slow step into second base. And then they finally cut to a camera angle from the dugout. A low-angle dugout camera angle of the home plate. And the only reason I know Juan Soto is going to be safe is because I see Perez run out of the camera shot. So I'm assuming he's chasing a bad throw. I had no idea if he was being sent. I had no idea if it was going to be a close play. I had no idea of if he hit the cutoff man, if the cutoff man made a throw that was on target. I have never in my life watched a baseball game of this significance and had no idea, watched it with my eyes, and didn't know what happened on a run-scoring double in the gap of a freaking tie game in the ALDS. That was the most, and I typically don't care. And I feel bad for Ron Darling that he goes from the quality of SMY and that broadcast booth, and not just his buddies in the booth, but an actual really great broadcast that uses their cameras extremely well and has these excellent fade-ins and side-by-side comparison shots. Like, they do an excellent job with their broadcast. And he's on TBS right now in the biggest games of the season, sitting next to the great Bob Costas, who never shuts up and talks on and on incessantly about, honestly, I don't know. Missing calls all over the place, focused on Stanton's speed at the end of the game. They won the game. They're walking off and high-fiving each other, and he's talking about how Stanton can't run anymore. And then, on top of that, I have to miss the biggest plays of the game? I don't see if Juan Soto's being sent or not. I don't get a chance to judge if it's going to be a close play. I see Soto slide in and Perez run out of the camera. And that's how I know the Yankees have scored a run? I really don't like to complain that much about the broadcast because I find it stupid a lot. But I've never felt so angry watching a game at the person who's directing the camera shots in my life. I could not believe it. How bad it was. Please, do they have the ALCS too? They do. Oh, my God. I know it won't be. It'll be a different broadcast. I don't think it'll be Costas. It wasn't in 2022.
I was very confused because I thought, like, Brian Anderson was the number one, but Ron Darling was the number one analyst.
Right.
Or did they, like, split them up?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they thought Ron would help Bob Costas. I don't know. He ends up just sitting there and then, like, trying to chime in on stuff. He's talking about, you know, have gun, will travel. I don't even know what Bob Costas is talking about.
It's the best part of that clip with Volpe when he's so confused. And
yeah,
like, I don't even know if he caught it. And Ron Darling just quietly, he caught it.
Yeah, he caught it. Yeah.
Like, it's when you watch that play, there are times where it's tough in the booth to maybe see exactly what happened.
Sure.
That was not one of them.
No.
It was clear as day to anybody in the building, Volpe caught the ball.
And he says off the bat, base hit to center field. Like, he didn't even allow it to go over Volpe's head, clearly. Like, but that doesn't even bother me. People make mistakes, right? It was a bad one. And it's frustrating when you assume he's right and it's a base hit up the middle and I'm kind of dejected. And then I see Volpe make a great play. But at least it went that way. It's worse if he says Volpe with a diving catch and then the ball's rolling out in center field. That would have bothered me more. But the idea that he was wrong and it ended up being a positive for me, I'll live with it. But I
so if you're a Royals fan, you're furious about that call.
Royals fan, I'm really upset. Correct. Royals fan got screwed on that call. Yankee fans, not so much. And it was a great play by Volpe. But, I mean, like, he's making references to 50s and 60s television shows. He's in the game one, he's talking about the Penguin and, you know, Burgess Meredith and whatever player was nicknamed the Penguin in the 1970s. He literally spent 20 minutes during a critical Aaron Judge at bat, you know, going on and on and on about how great he was this year. And I get it. We all get it. I know how great he was this year. Like, I don't know.
And Chris, they're trying to bring younger viewers into the game.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better way.
Right.
Obscure references from 50-plus years ago. George Brett on camera for, you know, the entire length of the game.
Oh, my God. My goodness. I'm really glad that I got to know that him and Nettles haven't connected in the last 10 years. I mean, that was really an interesting tidbit. As, you know, as the game is on the line and we're trying to focus on, you know, how what's going to happen in the game. It's a tied series, a tied game. I think the Yankees had a lead. It was 0-0 at the time. The Yankees scored right after or whatever. It doesn't matter. But, like, in the middle of that moment, game on the line of an extremely important game, a series-changing, pivoting game, I'm really upset to know that George Brett and Nettles haven't really connected recently and that George would welcome a reunion. And then I don't know if Juan Soto scores. I don't know if he rounded third. I have no idea what's going on. I'm assuming the throw's coming into second because they cut to Giancarlo, and I'm like, well, Giancarlo, slide! Little did I know that the ball's not anywhere near him. I 888-808-1019. I've never been more upset in my life at a broadcast. Never. It's this bad. And I don't a lot of people are like, oh, they hate the Yankees. That I don't get that at all. I don't think Bob Costas hates the Yankees. I certainly don't think Ron Darling hates the Yankees. I don't get that typical, you know, national broadcast thing that every fan thinks they hate their team. They do not hate the Yankees. I don't think they've been biased against the Yankees. I think it's been a fair, honest broadcast. That is not the problem at all. They don't know where to put the, they don't know what cameras to go to. And Bob constantly talks about stuff that is so counterproductive and has nothing to do with the game. And then he messes up calls on top of it. Like, it is, like, you, they check every box of a pitiful broadcast.
Can you believe that you'd maybe be longing for that ESPN Sunday Night Baseball booth that we all mute to listen to the radio?
Fly in Carl Ravitch right now. I don't care. Seriously. See if Dennis Miller is interested in doing the broadcast. Tony Kornheiser, bring them all in. 888-808. And but more important than that, give me a director who understands what camera angle I need. Like, we're not reinventing the wheel here, TBS. Show me the
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball game.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 4:35. McBonnell here with you. Last half hour before we take you to the warm-up show at 5. Let's get right back to your phone calls. Val in the Bronx. What's up, Val?
Brother Mac, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Val. How are you?
I'm all right. Yo, shout out to Mets Nation, man. Congratulations. Sincerely happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely happy for you. But the other half of that NY logo still got some work to do, so
that
we can get back up to your level. So, you know, I got three things I want to say really, really quickly because I know you're in the last half hour.
Yep.
Shout out to Clay Holmes. And you've been saying it and talking about Boone and how he's been doing the managerial job.
Yep.
But keep in mind, we were talking about this before. This kind of thing started even before the postseason actually started because he was playing Holmes for exactly what he got from him these last few times through. Even with that Dominguez thing, the only reason you haven't seen him yet is because the times that Stanton has been on, it's been too early to take his bat out of the lineup for exactly what happened in yesterday's game. Right. There was always that chance that he could do that. But point number two, Giancarlo Stanton. Oh, my God. If it wasn't that you were, like, the fact that you weren't running all season was just so that you could get yourself a stolen base in the postseason. Shout out to
his
you,
first stolen
my man.
Base since that, 2000. Yeah, that you was know, 2020.
That was amazing.
Yeah, no, and, that was a good blast, job by him then.
Yep, and he even talked about it, said that was better than the blast, but the blast was good too. And even the, you know what the real value of him is? Some of them quotes that he was giving you in that post game, because even with, he epitomized exactly what you've been saying in Judge. You can't give up that belief, and he's been saying it too. The at-bats he had tonight were looking really good. Preemptive thank you to the umpire with that check swing, because his timing is starting to get there. And I'm going to get to my last point now with Judge. His timing is getting there. I almost thought he was going to get, I even said it before the game today to friends of mine at work, that he was going to get a home run and a double tonight in last night's game, sorry. It didn't happen. It came real, real close, but his timing is getting there. And if that little thing, kind of like that Detroit thing when he got ejected from the game, is what it takes tomorrow. I know it's off of Walker, but he just saw Walker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know he doesn't really have good numbers, but
he just
saw him.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, and thank you for the call, Val. Hopefully he knows what that changeup looks like, because he's had real trouble seeing it. I do think his bats were better. I do. I think his timing is getting there. I have zero fear of Aaron Judge. I really don't. I don't think he's going to turn it on at some point, whether it's this game today. You know, hopefully it's no need to do it on Friday or whatever. No, today is Thursday, so it'd be Saturday, excuse me. So hopefully there is no game on Saturday. It'll happen in the next series then. Like, I have no fear that Aaron Judge is going to come through. And I still think they can win this series without him. I don't want to, but I feel supremely confident. He's the best hitter in the world. He's too good to struggle this long. It's three games. I expect him to hit. I expect it to start tonight. And if not, it'll start moving forward. I have no worries about John. I have no worries about Judge at all. Brett, how are we going to try today, Brett? I'm feeling pretty good. So how are we going to go?
Doesn't Eric have some newspapers to deliver or something? Chris, stop defending Aaron Judge. It's not the last three games. It's 70 strikeouts in the last 207 at-bats. Okay? And yeah. if you don't want anybody to talk about Stanton during the regular season,
yeah.
Okay, then you can't talk about Aaron Judge being Babe Ruth or Joe DiMaggio during the regular season, because he's not. He won't even go down as a top 25 Yankee if it ends like this. Well, right? These guys won five championships, batted 330 in the playoffs. He'll be the best regular season Yankee of all time. That's what he'll be.
Okay. That's fine. I don't even want to argue with you. I don't really care. Good. That's fine. He'll be way higher than a top 20. And he's going to hit. He's going to hit in the post.
You can't argue because I'm right. That's
no,
what
well, he's way better than a top 25. Don Mattingly's not a top 25 baseball player for the New York Yankees. Don Mattingly's not top 25?
I got to see what Don Mattingly did in the playoffs. But
he only had one playoff series. He couldn't get his team to the postseason.
Okay, last thing I'm going to say about the game is, and you can say what you want, but I'm not wrong. I would respect Boone if he benched Judge tonight to send a message that, hey,
you're
no
an
one's
idiot.
About, listen,
Brett,
no
I've
one's
been, I've been kind
season.
To you.
What do you mean?
I've been kind to
what?
You. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's absolutely ridiculous.
No, it's
yes,
and
it is. It's,
play the
you're
next
right.
Series.
No.
Hey,
it's
the
stupid.
Guy's not hitting.
No,
right? It's not stupid.
It is.
It's
very stupid.
The manager saying this
no, it's
guy,
not.
He's not hitting at all. He's batting 100.
He's their guy. He's the best hitter on the planet. You take the best hitter on the planet. You take the best hitter on the planet in the lineup. You know what his team says? What does the message send? You know what the message sends?
You're not Superman.
We're
right
panicking.
Now, you're batting 100.
It says
no,
two things. It says
panicking.
Two things, Brett. It says two things. You bench Aaron Judge, you're saying two things to your team. Number one, you're saying, we are so in desperate need and he's been so bad, we have to change who we are. Because they are Soto and Judge. It's who they are. You bench Soto or Judge, but specifically Judge, if you bench Judge and bench the captain who's the best hitter in the world, who is what your team is built on, you're sending a message that, Jesus, we're in trouble, that we can't even allow Judge to sit through struggles. We're in big trouble. It's panic city. That is the ultimate panic move I've ever heard of. And the second message it sends to all the players on that team is, my manager's a moron. Those are the two messages it sends. My manager's an imbecile, and we need to panic. That's what it says. This team looks up to him. He's the leader. He's got to come through. I know that. He's been on base four times in three games. He got on base four times in three games. He had good at bats. He had a bullet for 116 miles an hour. He hasn't come through with the big hit. I understand that. They've won two of these games. Brett, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said. Sorry, it just flat out is. Benching Aaron Judge is ridiculous. Moving him out of the three spot is ridiculous. Doing anything other than assuming Judge is going to crush it is ridiculous. I don't care if he doesn't get another hit from now until Game 7 of the World Series. In Game 7 of the World Series, he's hitting third. He's Aaron Judge. And to bench him is so idiotic that it's not worth discussing. And it's not worth trying to yell this over your voice. It's just not worth it. You might win some, but you just lost one. Because that was ridiculous. Bench Aaron Judge. If it was anybody but Brett, I might actually give it credence to discuss it. You can't discuss it. It's just so idiotic. The team looks up to him like he's half man, half God. You're going to send a message by benching him that, oh yeah, listen, anybody, you know, did he walk on a ground ball? Did he not run out of pop-up? Like, he's struggling a little bit. He's the best hitter in the world. As he goes, they go. They look up to him. He's the captain. He's the team. You're going to bench him? You're telling the entire team we need to panic up two games to one, and you're also telling them you're a moron and an imbecile, and you just sat the best hitter in the world. Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury? Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro. Let me congratulate Fleegs, Zoo, Sal. Yes. You know, God bless them. Great, great watch. Did you see him breathe around those bases after that grand slam? I mean, all the pressure left him. He's like, this is it.
It was very subdued. I've been talking about it all morning. It was very subdued. Even the handshakes in the dugout felt it was almost like he was ready to just like sit down and collapse and put his feet up. Like, it was very weird.
Yeah. Did you notice the fans after the home run? They were like, they were breathing. Like, you saw some of the older guys, you know, 50, that have been there, done that, and like, Ty, I loved it. I love what I saw.
Oh, it's a great moment. Yeah.
Beautiful. God bless them. Now, let's talk about my Yankees. Based on my online groups, there's a 69% chance that we need to bench him.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it. No.
Bench him.
Listen, I love is every time I rip Giancarlo's hit and he proves me wrong. So I'm going to rip Judge or something, because what Stanton's doing here is just very quietly getting down to business. What I saw Juan Soto die for that ball last night, I go, what the hell is he thinking? Come on, how about you knock the ball down?
No, 100%, really 100% disagree.
I know he's not a defensive guy. I get it.
Then he's going to score that run anyway. He's scoring they're scoring that run anyway. I have no problem with Soto taking a chance to catch it. Problem is, he's not a great outfielder. He didn't really have a great chance to catch it. But no, I have no problem with him leaving his feet. I understand that it could have set up another run if they got another base hit. I don't even know if you're holding him to a... I'm trying to make that final out. It doesn't really bother me that much. And I think ultimately the Yankees have played pretty good defense in this series. Other than game one, the error from Volpe. Volpe makes the diving catch. I feel they've been, you know, the way all the first basemen have played, whether it's Cabrera or Birdie. Birdie made incredible plays at first base. They've thrown runners out at the plate. Soto threw a guy at the plate. Judge making that long running catch. Like, Gleyber Torres has made every single play. I think they've played really well defensively. I don't think they've played like an uninspired. I hear like oh, flat, lazy, uninspired, losing. Like, I don't think they've played that at all. They've worked good at bats. They've hit the ball hard without much to show for it. They've gotten walks. They've scored runs. They've come from behind. They came from behind three times in game one. They've played good, clean, crisp defense. And other than Stanton, who literally cannot run, I don't think there's been any really gaffes at the base. Base running's been fine. So I think they've played a pretty clean, crisp game. They didn't get good starts from either starter. The bullpen's been excellent. And they've gotten a ton of guys on base with good at-bats and working walks, but can't get the big hit. And Judge is not above being criticized. Absolutely. He needs to come through. He's not done a good enough job. It's bad. They're not going to win if he doesn't change. He's got to hit. But I trust him to hit. And I think it's I think the idea of benching him, moving him down the order is so ridiculous. The amount we're taking it to, that he's already Mr. May and he'll never come through. It's ridiculous. He hasn't so far. It's not good enough. He needs to be better. The idea that he can't be better because he's some sort of in some postseason malaise that will continue for the rest of his career until his dying day is ridiculous.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Let's get right to the calls because we're going to try and get as many as we can before the top of the hour in the warm-up show. Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, bud. How's everything? All right?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good, good. Yeah, two quick points. First of all, thanks for talking me off the ledge because I called you the day before you led those two Atlanta games. I thought they were going to lose both games. Mm-hmm. And you talked me off the ledge on that one.
Yeah.
And the second thing, right before I was watching my game last night, and then right afterwards, I was looking at the watching the Yankee game, but I was looking at the box score of the Yankees because I had a couple bets in, and I sent you a text probably two batters before Stanton. I said, "See, Mac, like you're totally right because I remember when you were at the game and he had a home run right when you were Evan in Boston over there, and then almost had like another home run, but he's like you
hit two off the wall. He didn't hit any home runs. He hit one that we all thought for sure were gone and hit off the top of the monster." Oh, okay. Yeah, but he was the only one who showed up in that game. I know later in the game, when the game was pretty much already decided, Rizzo hit a home run. Yep. But the only one who showed up when the game was still being decided was Stanton. Everyone else was terrible.
But everybody kills him, and he's literally like the best hitter that you guys had since like 2000 before that. So, but yeah. I know you're doing rapid fire, but I'll call you during the week, man. Enjoy your day.
Oh, thanks. Well, thank you, Mike. We could have talked about your Mets. Mike in Setauket. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Chris?
What's up,
dude? I gotta call you out. I mean, I'm not gonna go Brett's level and say you gotta bench him. But you gotta at minimum break him and Wells up. Move Stanton up. Move him down.
No.
Put Judge fourth. Stanton third. How can you defend Judge? He's 11 for his last 81 since 2020.
Because those are previous years. We're talking about this year.
But this is in his head.
No,
he's 1 for 11.
I don't care. I'm not touching Judge. I'm not moving. The
at
only thing I would do. The
realize,
only thing
not
I would.
The team a chance to win.
He doesn't stop
hit
it.
With men on.
Stop it. Stop it.
Doesn't hit with
stop
men
it.
On.
It's a couple
you're
of games.
Him.
Yes, I'm defending him. He's the best hitter in the world.
Resume.
I'm defending him. Stop.
Correct. Between March.
Oh, stop.
And September.
Stop.
He's the best.
I've seen him do it in October. When? 2000. You want to go through the series that he had? Uber. He had a 1.something OPS against the Astros in 2017. No, 2008. No, 2018 against the Red Sox. He did really well. He hit home runs in both wild card games they played in. He hasn't played well since it's pretty much last year, and it's pretty much 2022 and this year. It's pretty much that. That's pretty much what it is.
2020. Chris, no way. You're defending this guy blindly.
I'm not defending him blindly. He's Aaron Judge. What are you talking about?
In the playoffs. He cannot continue to hit third.
He absolutely can. The only thing I would do is I'd move him up to two and put Soto second. But Soto correct. Third.
You got to do something. You can't but continue no. to run the same lineup out there.
Why not? Yes, you can. It's Aaron Judge. Stop
they're
it now.
Getting past the Stop Royals it. That are not even a caliber of team that are remotely close to the Yankees. The Yankees should be blowing the doors off.
Oh, I know. They should be blowing the doors off everybody. I know. They should be. They're up two games to one. If they win tomorrow, they have a gentleman's sweep. What do you want? If they win tonight, they have a gentleman's sweep. What do you expect? To just go through everybody like a hot knife through butter?
You said that they go as he goes. If that's the case, they'd be going home.
Yeah, he's going to start hitting. Relax.
When?
Soon.
When?
He's Aaron Judge. Stop it now. You guys are going way too far. I'm not moving. I'm not touching. They've won these games. If they were losing, maybe. If it was like down to their last breath, maybe. He's Aaron Judge. Stop it now. He's coming off not the last 80 bats that happened last year and 10 years ago and 5 years ago. This season, he's coming off being one of the, if not the best right-handed hitter of all time. It's a couple of games against one, a starter, which every hitter has. Michael Wacha, he doesn't see at all. I'm concerned about tonight, to be honest with you, with him a little bit. Because Michael Wacha, for whatever reason, is one of these guys he doesn't hit. So he starts off the playoffs, maybe with that in his head. Maybe he's pressing a little bit. And he starts it off with against a pitcher who he typically, even in his best moments in the regular season, doesn't hit very well. Which every great hitter has someone. Michael Wacha's changeup, he struggles to see. I think that started a rough start for him. And now maybe it's a little in his head. But he's been on base. He hit the ball hard two or three times in this game. And not just me, Dusty Baker said it after the game, Pedro Martinez said it after the game, about how they felt like his timing, he just missed a couple of balls. He's going to be fine. He's Aaron Judge. He's the best hitter on the planet. Stop. I can give you a bunch of guys who struggled in the postseason. And 2 years ago, he had to carry it all by himself. And he had to carry that team down the stretch. Plus, he had the home run chase and everything. It's, to me, every year is on its own. It's a couple of games here, and they've won two out of three of them. You want to send a message to the team that we're panicking and moving Judge? No way. I'm not touching Aaron Judge. He's my three hitter. That's it. It's that simple. That's it for me. Thank you very much. 888-808-1019 is typically the phone number. And you can call the warm-up show or the morning show and celebrate with that number, Met fans. Enjoy your day. Yankees game day right now. Tonight. Big game for Aaron Judge, apparently, because we want to bench him and move him down in the lineup and avoid Aaron Judge hitting. I hope if there's a big spot in the game, there's one guy I want up, and his name is Aaron Judge. I'll see you guys later, 2 a.m. Let's go, Yankees.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.